It is 5:45. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. And for the first time since Thursday, it's Jason Kantz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Bit under the weather, huh?
Yeah, I started sneezing Wednesday night, and I normally love to sneeze, and I was like, this doesn't feel like the kind that I like. And then Thursday, I was a bit under the weather, and Friday, it was just bad. And I had called you in the morning and said, I'm not going to go on. I'm going to try and get some extra sleep. And I went to work, and my assistants just sent me home. They said, yeah, you shouldn't be here. So I spent most of the day in bed on Friday and did not do much over the weekend.
Words you don't normally hear is, I love to sneeze.
Yeah. I don't know. Isn't that a, I don't know. I've just always loved that.
So, I mean, yeah, when that moment of the, once you do, it's just the relief, right?
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, but I think it's different when it's a sick sneeze versus just the random sneeze.
When it just kind of overpowers you, for sure.
I wonder if other people like that.
I'm going to say something else that I've thought about this as a radio question in some way, but it's just like I enjoy taking the lint off the lint trap of the dryer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one, too. Yeah. Something deeply satisfying about that.
I don't know what that is. Yeah. Okay, well, welcome back, Mental Health Monday, and Dr. Kantz, neuropsychologist Kantz, I mean, it just feels overwhelming to me. I mean, the Russian death of Navalny, this 47-year-old leading Russian dissident, which, again, a leading politician hasn't said anything about, which is stunning to me, but then also this tragedy in Burnsville yesterday with two police officers and a paramedic, and I listened some, I hadn't even heard about it much of the day, my wife mentioned it, and it just... It's just, besides the mental health challenges just in our own lives, some of this stuff is just overwhelming.
It is. You know, I think it's continuing to take a toll on us, this continued violence that's happening not only abroad but at home. And I don't think our our souls or our hearts were meant to try to bear this. So, it's tough.
Yeah, I had one friend who joined us at our... You've been gone two straight Saturday breakfasts, so we'll look for you this week. But, I mean, somebody had said, you know what, I'm just not listening to the news, and that's helping. And, we air news here. I mean, you know, we try to do it as respectfully as we can, you know, but...
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't... For me, that has not so far been the option. I don't want to close my eyes to what's going on in the world either. You know, and I think that's... I understand where some people get to that point, but I'm not there yet. So.
Yeah. Well, we turn to the Word to help us a little bit, and we got 1 Peter 4:12-13. I think we can do the verses and the commentary today.
Sounds good. It says, "Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you are going through as if something strange were happening to you. Instead, be very glad, for these trials make you partners with Christ in his suffering, so that you will have the wonderful joy of seeing his glory when it is revealed to all the world."
And in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he handles it this way. "Beloved, I know it seems like I keep beating this drum about suffering, but I do not want you to be surprised when it comes. People are often shocked when they feel pain because they expect a pain-free life. But hurt is a consequence of the fall. Instead, rejoice when you suffer, reminded of your union with my son, the suffering Savior. You have the privilege of sharing with him in that difficulty, but you will also have unspeakable joy when he returns in glory."
Yeah, you know, that's tough. I need to be continually reminded of that, because sometimes there is that question of what's the point. Mm-hmm. You know, I think of the pain and suffering, not only in the world, but I think even closer to home. And so it's good to be reminded of that.
Yeah, it is. Larry Crabb's last book, I guess, that we've seen, Waiting for Heaven, and yet trying to live out the values of the Sermon on the Mount, the Kingdom of Heaven, you know, bringing that into the world in which we're a part, right?
So. You bet.
Thanks, Jason. Have a good Monday there, WWIB. All right, I believe on the listener line where we go first that we are getting some birthday information this morning, so let's check in. 715-396-1617.
Good morning, Wood family. This is Cody Ender. I would like to call and give a birthday, happy birthday shout out to our very youngest, Rebecca Ender, who is turning 4 years old today. And on her behalf, I would actually like to request Monster from Skillet, a song she absolutely loves to sing. And with that, I would also like to share a Megaslap Monday joke of the day. And that is, I'm sure, something that all of us parents can relate to when it comes to our beloved young children. The child refused to nap. She was found guilty of resisting arrest. Thank you.
All right, packing it all in there on WWIB this morning. Thank you very much, Cody, for that here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. And I believe we've got other jokes. Another one I saw from Vicky on the listener line this morning as well. But let's go to other birthdays via Facebook this morning. And Barb Wall, a longtime WIB listener with a birthday today. Happy birthday to Barb. Also, I believe Izzy Balsiger's birthday today has gotten some attention for returning to wrestling after 11 years with UW Eau Claire. Happy birthday to Izzy. Great brother in the Lord, Trisha McCune. Happy birthday to her. Chris Kapenga, still a state legislator, is that right? I believe he is. Also, Beth Smith, Kirk Fry, Michelle Trebold facing some challenges with her daughter we saw over the weekend. In particular, Breely. So your prayers for Breely would be appreciated. Special needs. She's just a wonderful girl from adopted from Liberia, and but facing some health challenges in the hospital right now. Breely is. But it's Michelle's birthday today, so great sister in the Lord lives over in the Hudson area. Chris Erickson, happy birthday in Menominee today. We got to see Chris a few months back. Katie Clymer over in Michigan. And Hannah Brosted also with a birthday today. And some of the, you know, sometimes when people should, BK Bartz with the birthday today as well. So there's a lot of birthdays today. Yeah, that's for sure. Covering it, filled up the time. On the national scene, we do, you took all my music, all my birthday music. Real quick, Smokey Robinson turning 84, Jeff Daniels, 69, talk show host Lorianne Crook, 67, Leslie David Baker from The Office, 66, Prince Andrew, the Duke of York, 64, Seal, 61, Justine Bateman, 58, Benicio Del Toro, 57, Victoria Justice, 31, Millie Bobby Brown from Enola Holmes and Stranger Things, 20. Those are your birthdays today here on WWIB. And our promise of the day, courtesy of Barry Adams at 365promises.com, 2 Corinthians 3:17. We share it most Fridays ahead of 6. You will find freedom wherever my spirit dwells. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free, right? So, all right. Anyhow, 2 Corinthians 3:17. Check the devotion that goes with it at 365promises.com. I don't know. Monsters early in the morning from Skillet? Can we do that? We'll see if we can here this morning. It was part of a birthday request, so creative. Cody, who loves the hard rock music. I have no idea what's in store for us with that. But we do have a joke from Vicky on the listener line this morning, and this is how it reads. It says, did you hear about the old man whose birthday 1 year lasted only 1 minute? No, Vicky, I didn't. She says, yeah, it was his 62nd birthday.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, good one, Vicky. So we're getting them this morning here on WWIB. Well, checking the listener line again, and at 6:17, it came in from Cliff and Spooner. Birthday shout-out to one of the newest nurses in Cumberland, Desiree Reese, or R-I-E-S. I guess I'd pronounce it Reese or Rice. Happy birthday, you little nugget, he says. Okay, and also Bob in Rice Lake coming in at 6:19. Happy birthday, happy Sunday birthday to Leanne Schultz, a wonderful friend, amazing teacher, and spiritual leader. Happy belated birthday. So covering it from all corners and all sectors this morning here on WWIB. All right, imagine being a pastor, but also a dad who's batching it while your wife is away in Thailand, and you've got, you know, a son who's about 8 and a young daughter. That's the situation facing our buddy Drew in Detroit this morning. So we play the survivor theme again. Is he surviving? That's the question.
I totally forgot about that music from last week.
Yeah,
that
Survivor.
Was a nice touch.
Thank you.
That was.
I was sort of thinking, like, well, when they have, like, the war correspondent, you know? Like,
yeah, right.
We go live to Detroit, and there's, like, stuff blowing up in the background.
If we could only do it by video, a chat, and see, you know, maybe the messy liver. I mean, cleaning just drops down in the priority list. It's just survival.
See the stress on my face and the worried look, you know, and the screaming in the background, yeah. No, the advice you gave me last week was very helpful. You know, feeding the kids. I was like, why are they so upset? Well, they hadn't eaten in 4 days, you know, so
I mean, but my advice was you tap into the congregation. You let them know that, hey, Pastor Drew, you get a meal
train,
a meal train, frozen pizzas, and fun. That was it. Just kind of simple tips to remember.
I had no idea you could do that. I thought, like, you know, that was only for funerals.
No.
They don't do that for weddings, right? Okay.
I think you need to do it. I mean, people would feel for you. It's times when people... I'm not taking advantage. I'm just saying, hey,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just playing off of people's pity to get free food. We're not, you know, that's...
your wife is
good.
Serving the Lord in Thailand while you're back here.
There you
know?
Go. There you go. That's good. Yeah, no. So she got back yesterday.
Okay.
So I'm like, you know, I don't know, kind of back to normal, you know.
Uh-huh.
It does feel... Now, I'm sure you've been married for what, like 25, okay. So, like, you and married guys, they kind of get this. There's sort of, like, the token system, you know? It's like, we don't say it, but it's sort of, like, unspoken, understood. Like,
yeah.
It's sort of like, you've been gone for 10 days. Like, I got a lot of tokens to cash in. You know what I mean? Like, I got this big bag of tokens.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, it's just, I'm like a kid at Chuck E. Cheese whose dad just gave him, like, a huge bag of those. Mouse-covered tokens, you know. So I think the next couple weeks are going to be real good, Mark. I have a good feeling. Maybe some skee ball.
Yeah, right.
Some video games.
And you'll get a big stuffed animal. So.
That's it, yeah. One of those junky prizes at the end. Those were a lot of fun. So she's back. We're back to normal. I don't know. That's about it.
How was her trip?
It was good, you know. She was leading a missions conference over there. People from all over, really all over the world. And I don't know what else to say. It was good. And it's a super long flight. I think she flew like 30 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
Multiple flights.
Yeah.
So it's quite a ways. And, you know, I'm going to Africa next month. So... I'll be giving you the flight update as well. I don't think I'll be able to call from Africa.
No, I don't. No, you can't. You can't just say I can't call from Africa. In today's world, with today's technology, you can call from anywhere. So we expect.
Well, what time will it be? Are we going to do the WIB wake up show live from Ethiopia? Is that a possibility?
Let's have my people get a hold of your people and they'll work it out.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Talk to my agent. Yeah.
That's what we'll do. Thank you, Drew. There we go. From DrewFralick.com. Monday morning recap.
Yeah. Heading to a recap. What were we up to this weekend as we return to the saddle here and kick off the WIB wake up show? Well, not kick off. You've been in for a couple hours at this point. So I'll let you go first. Came in first. You can start things off.
All right. Well, the exciting life I lead on the weekend, my wife and I, your mom, Friday night and Saturday night, two episodes of Monk both nights. Mm. So going back, it's a show, I think she's watched all the episodes, but I'd kind of gone in and out when she had in the past. And so, it's just a fine series. I mean, Tony Shalhoub does such a great job playing that role of this obsessive compulsive detective who's just so good. And so just some of the crazy angles they come up with on that show. So anyhow, that was part of the weekend. Also, Saturday night, made chicken divan. You know, I like to cook, but sometimes just don't have that much time.
Mm-hmm.
And so the weekend gives a little bit more elbow room. And so, again, not extravagant dish, but, you know, you got the chicken, the broccoli, you get some cream sauce in there with it. Didn't have everything, needed the celery. But Sunday morning, a small group on Dan White's book, Love Over Fear, which a good discussion. And we got a Monday night men's group tonight. So if you're interested, guys, 6:30 tonight, the Living Room, Valley Brook Church, Barstow Street, Eau Claire. Every guy is welcome. We say real men are men who are real. So
that's really good.
How about you? How about your weekend?
Yeah. So on Saturday, I sort of finally got to take part in something I've been looking forward to for a while. I started a game of D&D with my friends. That's Dungeons & Dragons. Uh-huh. And it's good. They're friends of mine who I really enjoy seeing, but I don't really have an opportunity to see them on a regular basis. So every other week, we're going to get to meet up and tell this story together, and I'm excited to get to do it. Also, my sister Elena involved as uh-huh. well. I moved out recently, so a chance to get to see her on a regular basis feels good to continue. I don't know. Uh-huh. I miss all you guys after sort of leaving the house.
Right.
It's a weird experience there, still settling into my new place. And so I guess, honestly, what I did for most of yesterday after going out for coffee with some folks was just continuing to unpack my stuff. It's a slow process there.
Uh-huh.
A lot of stuff that, honestly, I sort of just hadn't fully unpacked from when we came back from Africa, my childhood things. And so I sort of hit with waves of nostalgia as I was unpacking stuff.
Huh.
I have a drawer where I keep all the letters I've ever gotten.
Okay.
And so I was kind of going back through those, and I'm like, maybe I don't need every single sort of, like,
sure.
birthday letter. But it was sort of, you know, that weight.
Trip down memory lane.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's mm-hmm. so much meaning to a lot of the stuff there, and also just, like, a lot of emotions to process all on one tired Sunday evening.
There we go. That was our weekend recap, WWIB. I got to just say, your coffee that you got in
yeah.
here today, we've had this conversation off mm-hmm. air, so I wanted to just raise it.
Yeah.
So it's a classic French toast coffee. Mm-hmm. It says artificially flavored coffee. Mm-hmm. So I think I tried one cup of this. We've got a Keurig here, which
right.
is a great device, and I'm making some tea right now. But you're okay with this coffee.
You're confronting me in front of all of our
I'm just asking
here.
You because, yeah. I mean, classic, for me, I'm just like, I like French toast,
mm-hmm.
but the idea of bringing a food I like to a coffee,
sure.
and I don't mind flavored coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like hazelnut. There's all sorts of flavors I like, but
yeah.
I just really, classic French toast coffee, one cup was enough.
Yeah.
Talk to me about this.
All right, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing you got to understand.
Okay. It's coffee.
It's coffee. Seems like you understand it already. At the end of the day, is it coffee? Yeah. And... people have tried a lot of things with coffee. I think maybe tried more things than we've needed to try with coffee.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of sort of mint flavors of coffee that maybe don't quite work the way that they're supposed to. But at the end of the day, if they get you where you need to go.
Right.
You know, I think there's a certain beauty of taste of coffee. She'll taste like coffee. As long uh-huh. as it tastes like coffee, you're good. I worked at a coffee shop for a while, and I would drink shots of espresso. Very, very strong.
Uh-huh.
Didn't taste good, but uh-huh. it was coffee. And that's what counts.
And it was caffeine.
It was
so okay.
That's in parentheses afterwards. It's caffeine. Yeah.
Again, there's every food in the sun, and they try to make a coffee flavor. Just for me, it was just like a bridge too far.
Yeah,
but there we go.
That's all right. Make Us Laugh Monday is in full swing, folks. We've got our jokes ready.
Yeah, we call it three jokes apiece, and thanks to Amy at One Source Imaging, as she provided me a box of 100 dad jokes. And so I have provided Dawson with all of his material, good or bad. You can blame me today. All right, here we go. First of all, Dawson, what's Forrest Gump's email password? Going back a while, remember the movie Forrest Gump with Tom Hanks? What's
Classic.
Forrest Gump's email password?
Tell me.
One, Forrest, one.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, how about you?
Why can't you explain puns to kleptomaniacs?
Why?
They always take things literally.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Give me another one.
All right. Dawson, I found out that I'm terrified of elevators, so what? I'm taking steps to avoid them.
That's a good one.
Cracked him up.
You never criticize someone until you've walked a mile in their shoes.
Why?
Because that way, when you criticize them, you'll be a mile away and you'll have their shoes.
Okay. All right, my last joke today is, what is made of leather and sounds like a sneeze?
I don't know.
A shoe.
Hold on. There's the laugh.
Yeah.
Okay. Final one for me. In the past, everyone owned horses and the rich only owned cars. Now everyone has a car and only the rich have horses. How the stables have turned.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well,
three apiece. Some good, some less so, but hopefully one of those got you. A couple of those I thought were pretty solid there.
I'm getting through my joke cards. I'm going to have another source here.
Listen,
in the near future.
Yeah. every single Monday, three jokes. You're going through the gambit.
It's one of the harder things Caleb and I do.
Yeah, but we do it for all of you. They do it for all of you. I do it only on occasion.
We always tell the listeners, if you can do, we set the bar low. If you can do better, we'd love to hear from you. 715-396-1670. The Wib Wake Up Show, always interactive.
This is John Dirks.
And me.
What's your name?
Charlie.
Oh, and Charlie. And we have cabin fever. Ready to scream? One, two, three.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
Yes, Dawson, the cabin fever contest kicking off this morning. And John and Thorpe, the first one to leave us. John and Charlie, the first to leave us a cabin fever scream.
Wonderful to hear you guys reach out. Thank you for sharing those those cabin fever screams with us. Adorable start to the contest here. If you're feeling a little cabin fever, reach out to our listener line and give us your best cabin fever scream. WWIB's Cabin Fever Contest is back, presented by the all-new Courtesy Ford of Stanley. When you leave your voicemail, you're entered to win our grand prize package, a 10-pound cheesecake from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls.
Wow.
An escape room adventure from Tactical Escape 101, a beautiful hanging basket from Rain Tree Garden Center, two full event tickets to One Fest, and a two-night stay and play for a family of five at Metropolis Resort and Action City.
But here's the thing, what John and Charlie just won, because if we play your scream, you get the qualifying prize of a gift certificate for a treat basket from the great folks at Avenue Orchard, Ronnie and the team, and a gift card for not one, but two delicious, scrumptious cheesecake cupcakes from Joseph's. Have you had any of those before?
I've had one. Yeah. It was really good.
Here at the station?
Yeah, I believe
so. They're fantastic. And again, that's fantastic. So again, qualified for the grand prize doesn't negate that, whether we do or don't play it on the air. If we play it on the air, you get the qualifying prize. But everybody who leaves one, eligible for the grand prize, as you mentioned. So that gets us rolling here. We're underway with Cabin Fever Screams.
Yeah, it's WWIB's Cabin Fever Contest. Thank you to our supporting sponsors, including Accurate Automotive in Eau Claire, Main Street Hair Solutions of Thorpe, and Quality Propane and Fuels. Call 715-396-1670. Introduce yourself and give us your cabin fever scream.
Dad and Doss today.
In the saddle.
We've got the morning show meets the afternoon show.
Yeah, that's sort of in between. It's like brunch.
Yeah, right, exactly, except in the early morning. Served in the early morning to the ear. So, again, Caleb due back on Wednesday, so we'll do this again tomorrow, you and I. I take the early portion. Dawson says, 7 o'clock I can get there. Not so much the 5:20 part. All right, so it's a big deal to get a scholarship as a college athlete.
Certainly.
No question about it. And so we're going to role play here a little bit. You're going to be somebody who got a scholarship.
Yeah.
In a sport.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be somebody just kind of meeting you. So here we go. Sure. I don't know. We're meeting on campus in town. And so, hey, Halverson, I heard you got a scholarship. Congratulations.
That's right. I mean, I don't mean to brag, but I was so outstanding in my field. They couldn't help but offer me some financial compensation.
So football?
Well, no, not football. I've never been a football guy.
Okay. Basketball?
Not quite, although I'm pretty accurate.
You got a baseball scholarship?
Not baseball. Not much of a runner.
You must have got, football, basketball, mm-hmm. baseball. You got a hockey scholarship?
I tried hockey. I got hurt and decided it wasn't for me. No, okay. I got a cornhole scholarship.
Oh, I still wanted to guess several more times.
I'm sorry, but I'm just so excited to tell you the sport that I got a scholarship to go to college for being so stupendous at.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And scene. apparently, you know more about this than me. I'm still in awe that it's a reality.
Yeah, for the... here's the deal. Most people play cornhole maybe at the backyard barbecue, or we've had it at graduation parties.
Yeah.
We've had our own cornhole tournaments.
You won a cornhole tournament.
Yeah, we did. Shout out to my buddy Don, who we teamed up with and won it. But yeah, Winthrop University in South Carolina offering scholarships to a couple of guys who are very good in cornhole. The New York Post reporting they're the first such scholarship recipients in the United States of America. First ones. I think there would have been other sports. You interrupted me there beyond hockey, and that's you just the excitement overtook you. But, I mean, other things would have been wrestling or gymnastics or bowling or track and field or cross country. Maybe rowing?
I could see rowing. I could see, maybe I just don't have an open mind in terms of the value that having a cornhole athlete could provide on your college campus.
It is fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
And just like with any sport, it's more fun to win.
I feel like we should continue this trend. We should offer foosball scholarships.
Yeah.
We should offer billiard scholarships.
I think video gaming.
Video games on the horizon.
Right.
A lot of sort of money in esports right now.
Yeah, right.
I think this is the start of a positive trend in terms of doling out these scholarships to all sorts of festivities.
Congratulations to Gavin and Jackson, the first two cornhole scholarship recipients in the country.